I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, there's nobody I'd rather have on right now than Richard Bleier, the newest Boston Red Sox. Unfortunately, he is leaving. I shouldn't say that. He's a hometown Florida guy, but he's coming up to Boston. He's leaving his hometown Marlins. I know that it's you've been on a few different teams, but it must be still. I mean, listen, Richard. I mean, being at your hometown team, like that's a good thing, right?
I mean, I grew up watching the Marlins play. So you know, I went to the games when they were at Joe Robbie or pro player, you know, where the Dolphins play, and so when they were the Florida Marlins. So it was definitely a really cool experience. When I first got traded to the Marlins, it was 2020. When they had like 18 positive COVID tests or whatever. That's how I ended up with the Marlins in the first place. So I just remember them calling me and like, hey, you got traded. I was with the Orioles at the time. Like, oh, okay, to where? You know, like, I don't know. It was a weird year. It could be anything. And they're like, to the Marlins. I'm like, do they still have a team right now? Like, what's going on over there? And so that was interesting. But then after I started thinking about it, it's like a great fit. I live at home for spring training. The stadium is right there. My whole family's down in South Florida. But with that being said, I really enjoyed my time with the Marlins. And like you said, it was really cool. But this is definitely going to be an awesome experience.
So I have to ask you, you know, Florida Marlins sweet spot fandom. I'm guessing the Beckett sort of, you know, the World Series Marlins, right?
Like 03 I was in high school. I graduated 05.
Yeah.
So like the 93 team, the first team, you know, like I know Charlie Huff threw out the first pitch. We got like Chuck Carr playing center field. So I knew, you know, I was a fan back then. And yeah, it's funny. Like I hate to age the guy like Dontrell Willis I watched and all, you know, he's still involved in baseball. And like, hey man, I was like a huge fan of yours. Cliff Floyd, huge fan. Now like,
you'd be surprised. They definitely want to hear it. And by the way, I don't know if you can see this. So this guy right here, Mike Lowell.
Yeah.
I'll send you a copy of the critically acclaimed Deep Drive, Mike Lowell autobiography I wrote with him. And so, it was made for people like you who grew up Marlins fans.
Yeah, I'm a big Mike Lowell fan too. He was my first experience with, so we used to go to the games and they didn't really have a ton of fans back then. And one time, I guess they got rained out the night before. So they had they just had a doubleheader. It was like a weekday doubleheader. And there was 2,000 people at the game probably. And I went with a bunch of my high school friends when I was in high school. I think this was after 03 or I don't know, whenever he was there. And it was my first experience with the show catch, you know, where the infielders play in front of throw in front of the dugout. And that was him. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
See, this is what we're talking about. That's how we bring people in. Little things like that. And we do another the national baseball podcast that I do on a daily basis is Baseballs and Boring, which we'll have another conversation I want to have about the bigger, the broader conversation with about baseballs, things like that. It's memories like that where like it's the sweet spot, right? It sucks you in, which is it's funny because for me it's Fenway Park, for you it's right. was Joe Robbie, Joe Robbie.
Right? You know, yeah. I don't even. It's Hard Rock now, but it, hard, you know, yeah. That, I was at the games. I think 3 or 4 names ago, so I don't know.
It's, well, you, it's and then you know, then it morphs into the H&R Puffin Stuff statue in center field and the Clevelander nightclub and left, and so the whole deal.
It's, they got rid of all that stuff, but that that stuff came and gone. I never experienced. I went to a game. I was in the minor leagues in 15 with the Nationals, and so I went to a Marlins Nationals game in September because like a few of my friends got called up. So I watched, and that was my first time at Lone Depot watching the Nationals play when I was in AAA at the time with the Nationals, the year before I got to the big leagues. And I just was pretty caught off guard at the stadium.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's like a full-blown strip club in the outfield.
Yeah, it is. It's like, oh, the things are really slow. And then in the fifth inning, all of a sudden, Cody Ross turns around like, what's going on here? Yeah, that's what I remember, and this isn't what this podcast is about, but yeah, I mean, sorry, it's a straight ball right down the middle. You know, I remember Lil Wayne coming in the clubhouse after the game when the Red Sox were there too. So I'm like, I have a lot of
really?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a wild scene, and
it's a good time though. You know, I like I said, I really did. I'm with the Marlins, and Kim is great. She's really, you know, she's. I really enjoyed her. She was good. She is good. So that's, I'm hoping them, you know, where all works out for the Marlins.
Well, okay. So this is the cliche question, but still a good one. Tell me all about right. When you were traded just the other day. Tell me, take me behind the scenes of everyone likes.
So
like what?
Yeah. Story. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Cause I hear like other people's stories and it's like some of them you wouldn't believe. Like, I don't know how many guys found out they got traded through like Twitter, you know? So this wasn't that at all. Kim called me. I was about to walk out the door to head to the gym at like 2 o'clock. And Kim, I don't know if people don't know, she's the Marlins GM.
Yeah.
Kim Ng. And so she called me. She's like, hey, Richard, how you doing? It's like, I don't know. You tell me, you know? what's up? I doubt you're just calling to check in. So I just want to let you know you got traded. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like to Boston. It's just like, and I was like, I don't like, what do you really say? Like, thank you. So, you know, and then I was like, yeah, you know, thanks. I appreciate the opportunities. You know, she gave me a nice opportunity you know, and I got a nice 2-year deal through her. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And she was very good to me, like I said. So, you know, I thanked her for that stuff. And, you know, I'm like a wheeler and dealer. I said, I got your phone number. So expect a phone call when I'm done playing baseball.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Like that's yeah. Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, she, you know, and that's kind of it. You know, I think it's, what's the Moneyball, you know, when they're like, hey, you got traded. He's like, okay. You know, like their guy will get a hold of you. It's kind of like, you know, what else do you really say? Like, thanks. Like, I'm not mad at her for trading me or anything along those lines. It's just, it's part of it. The Marlins have 3 lefties. They had 3 lefties. They like the 2 lefties and Boston needed a lefty and it kind of worked out. Like, but like I said, I wish I had a better story because I've heard, you know, like, guys, hey, I got traded, Twitter said, and then 45 minutes later they get a call from somebody like, hey, by the way, you got traded or whatever. It's like, oof, wow, that's pretty rough.
Do you have a good one? I mean, do you have like one that jumps out at you? Like
no, but I think that stuff like that happened when I was with the Orioles in like 18. And it was like was it 18? It was like a rapid, like a fire sale. You know, it was like every day it was like 2 guys gone, 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 gone. They couldn't even keep up. It was just like, yeah. You know, so I think like stuff like that happened where it was just on to the, you know, like as soon as they made the one trade official, it was like, we got to get rid of the next guy. So, and they got rid of pretty much everyone.
Did you go and work out?
Yeah.
You just got in the car. I mean, you're just like, huh. I mean, you said, well, it's not a great story, but still. Like, Richard,
I mean,
I've never been traded. So like, I can't imagine even getting in the car.
Well, I got traded. When I got traded from the Orioles to the Marlins, that was kind of a, I guess that was a better story. So it was in season. It was the first couple games into the COVID season. And I had been pitching well, and I was in a position to pitch with the lead, and we had the lead against the Rays, and like the seventh inning went through and I didn't pitch, the eighth inning didn't pitch. I was like, oh, maybe I'm closing tonight, because they, you know, they had lefties or whatever, and didn't pitch the ninth, and we won the game. And I went inside, and I was like, all right, you know, like, don't be that guy that's mad because you didn't, you know, like, it didn't work out for you. Like, let's celebrate the win. And then, you know, you could just deal with your own stuff. So I'm like, all right, you know, whatever, acting normal. And then they call me in, they called me into the office, and I was like, all right, how do I, you know, thinking like, how do I handle it? Do I just play it cool, or do I stand up for myself? And I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm standing up for myself. And so, well, he asked me right away, Mike Elias, he's like, hey, you wondering why you didn't pitch tonight? I'm just like, yeah, I am. You know, like, that's, those are my, one of those innings was my inning. What, why are you? He's like, you got traded. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense then. You know, like, why didn't you just call me in? You know, they'll like call a guy from the bullpen, and you see them like run across the field. Or,
yeah. Yeah. The hug watch. The
they hug didn't watch. Do it. So no. They didn't do that. So they shipped me off to Miami. And then I got traded again from the Yankees to the Orioles in 17. But that was like, I got DFA'd, and then they called me and they're like, hey, you got traded to the Orioles.
Well, the other question is, so you said, what do you say? Like, one of the things I would go through my head, I don't know if I would say it, but it's like, okay, who did I get traded for? You know,
I did ask that.
Oh, you did? Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. Because I asked that both times, actually. When I got traded to the Marlins, I asked Mike, I said, well, did you get a good prospect at least? You know, like, I got like fairly like curious of my value. And they're like, we got a prospect. I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like a top 50 prospect, a top 20 prospect? He's like, no, 20 already. You know, give me a little more credit than that. And then, so I asked him, like, oh, who'd I get traded for? And she said Barnes. I was like, oh, that guy was an all-star a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, that's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
I know he got DFA'd, but I just like to think that maybe there was like a billion other teams interested in him, and the Marlins were the highest bidders, you know.
So, well, if it makes you feel better, I can talk up Matt Barnes all day long to make like, listen, this is a guy who's of value. And I think people, honestly, Richard, I think people look at it exactly like you did, which is, okay, one team had lefties, the other team didn't have lefties, the other team needed righties. Right. And it's two pitchers who are good pitchers being traded for each other. And I think both it's the time where, and really, it's a sort of a rarity in this base day of baseball where it's like, okay, you got two good major league pitchers. They were traded for each other, and everyone feels good about it. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it's like, you know, looking at it from an outsider's perspective, just on the Marlins front, I don't know anything about Barnes or what was going on here. Like, I barely know what he did last year. Like, being in the NL, I really didn't follow the AL much. I know he has had a lot of success in his career at times, just from playing against him, but just the way it kind of shaped out last year with me in Miami, they we had a couple lefties, two other lefties, like I said, and they kind of for whatever reason they ended up being ahead of me on the depth chart of left-handed spots. So it just seemed like it just didn't seem like there was really a dire need for me like there was when I first came over. I was the only lefty in 20. And then in 21, I was the top lefty. And then, you know, stuff happens quick. You hit a little speed bump and you're down to the third lefty real quick.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I can go through, there's plenty of articles have been written about you. A lot of great things, a lot of things are like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, you look at Baseball Savant, you know, barrel rate and all of that. My question to you, Richard, is sort of like, where did it turn for you? Like, in terms of what was the moment? And I saw you had, you know, you had implemented a cutter about whatever 5 or 6 years ago.
16, yeah.
Yeah. So, but where did it sort of turn for you where you said, okay, you know what? I can do this at a really effective level at the major league level.
So still working on that. and I'm shocked that I get people out every time. I don't know. You know, I'm like, how do they not hit these pitches? No, I think for a long time I did think like that. I'm like not this good. I don't know why these guys are not hitting this stuff. But then I would watch and like maybe I'm not that bad. But so I think in the minors, you know, obviously I was in the minors for a really long time, like parts of 9 years. So I think.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It was the stubbornness that really got in my way, I would say. I feel like I had a game plan, and I stuck with it, and I just stuck with it, and it was sinkers down and away. Everybody, you know, down and away gets you the ground ball. And I just was not really willing to make an adjustment. I didn't pitch in the minors, I didn't really, you know, I just figured my sinker was good, and it was good enough to keep a job in the minors. And then it wasn't really till I made an adjustment and started mixing a little bit more in 2015 when I was in Double A and Triple A with the Nationals, that I had a really good year as a starter, actually. And I kind of just switched up my approach and game plan and usage. And I think that's really, that kind of put me in a position to get in a position to get to the big leagues, where I actually had a choice of teams, like to sign as a minor league free agent. But, and I ended up signing with the Yankees, where, they were kind of in a position to give out they were giving opportunities to people who, you know, didn't matter how old you were or whatever prospect. Some organizations kind of aren't like that, and the Yankees were definitely like that. And so I got to the big leagues pretty quickly in 16 and pitched well enough to stay there for a while. And then, you know, whatever, they got rid of me with a 1 ERA, and then I kind of went to the Orioles. I got to the big leagues without the cutter. But the cutter has definitely kept me in the big leagues, you know, because lefty, as a lefty, whatever, you obviously have to get lefties out, and that's fine. And everybody, most lefties get lefties out, and it's how you handle the righties that's going to keep you in the big leagues. So up until like last year, I've really handled righties pretty well. And last year, I just kind of, it was just not a good year in general for whatever reason. But I guess it wasn't a good first half. But before that, I handled righties fine, and that's, you know, where I don't have to be protected as much. You know, like my splits are definitely uneven, but still righties are below I think like career below average still. So well, that's helped, and the cutter helped.
You look at your last 12 outings, you know, it's really good. I mean, is there something that you did then or something that you want to carry over, and something that you're like, okay, I know that I have to work on this because when I want to hit the ground running in 2023.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, like I said, in 21 for me and my, like just self-evaluating my career, 2021 was my best season. And even though it wasn't my lowest ERA, it was my best year. And it was like, for me, it was the year that I'm most proud of, just on a personal level of like what I did. And so, after that year, I was like, okay, I know exactly what works. This, like, they asked me after this, you know, the exit meetings, what are you going to work on? Absolutely nothing. I want to pick up right where I left off. And I'm sure that if I had the same year as I just had, you guys will be 100% fine with that. And they're like, yep, that's it. You know, we don't need anything other than that. And so that was kind of like, so then in last year it was like, well, I just need to do that again, you know, and that's what I need. That's it. I just need to get there, get those pitches and do the same stuff and throw, you know, so it's like, I know this sinker works because it worked all of 21. I'm going to keep throwing it until it works. And then finally it was like, all right, it's just not working right now for whatever reason. I need to do something different. And so I started like throwing a four seam more, and mixing a little bit more, getting my changeup back in, getting my changeup in the mix a little bit, using my breaking ball a little bit more at righties. And then that kind of the second half leveled off. And I feel like September, I had a good month, but it's just, as a reliever, you know how it goes, right? Like your life depends on the next guy after you. And if that doesn't work out, then you kind of, your ERA is a little higher than it should be. So
did you find your sinker? I mean, did you find it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like the four seam complemented it a lot more than analytics graded out. And so that really helped me out. You know, just kind of showing up and then going back down, as opposed to just living down and not really letting the hitters key in on that one spot, you know, and like really just sell out for it. That helped a lot. And then like pretty much the second half was very normal for me. I think I had like a 2 ERA and a hit per inning and, you know, no strikeouts and a bunch of ground outs and no walks or a few walks. So that that was nice to kind of finish on a good note, but I just, the first half was just a real, real wash. It was frustrating to say the least. So, but you know, I know, I feel like I got better for it because things that I haven't done in a while or I've never done, I started doing in the second half and I saw that they actually work and make, you know, I know how I want to get guys out. I want to get guys out with my cutter or my sinker. And so the things I was doing in the second half were just making those pitches better and making it easier for me to get guys out with the pitches and in the way I want to get them out. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The weird thing is that you're, you just happen to be throwing from a very similar arm slot from another person who also matriculated from Florida Gulf Coast, College. University, sorry, right?
You went Florida to Gulf Coast University, yeah,
yes.
FGCU,
yes, the which is where you went, correct?
Yeah,
So another, there's another member of the Boston Red Sox pitching staff, Chris Sale.
Yeah, heard of him. Yeah, we were college teammates. He was a freshman when I was a junior.
By the way, so the look on your face, it was like I'm thinking, did I have the right college? Is this the wrong thing?
Well, so whatever. Every time for like the last however since Chris Sale became Chris Sale, it's like, oh, that's where Chris Sale went, right? I'm like, yeah.
No, I
went
there too. I've always said that's my school. That's right. I've always said this. Ask anybody. For years I've said that's where Richard Blyer went. That's where he went.
So, you didn't hear about me until about a day ago.
No, that's not true. I said everyone focus on Chris Sale. Everyone, no. I'm gonna be
next. Chris Sale, I'm happy for him and all he's done, and I'm looking forward to being on his team again. It's gonna be interesting. Because I was talking to somebody about who asked me earlier or something. And it's like, when I played with him, he was a freshman, you know, he's like 18 or 19 or whatever. I don't know. And I was a junior. I was like the Chris Sale of Florida Gulf Coast back then. And now he's like the Chris Sale of like Chris Sales. And so it's like, I'm just a no name reliever who just got traded over or whatever. And he's, you know, Chris Sale. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, our relationship, and our, I would say the dynamic of our relationship is definitely going to change from when we were last together.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that like you were like, obviously you were the veteran and he was the guy coming in and you're like, I'm the veteran.
No, we were cool. We hung out all the time. We were friends. And then, and what he was good. Like when I first got called up in 16, you know, he was with Boston. We would get together and hang out and get lunch or whatever. And then, you know, we do it every once in a while here throughout the last few years or whatever, see each other. But, you know, we haven't hung out like we're about to.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's two Hall of Famers and two Hall of Famers. Two Hall of Famers in the clubhouse.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, no big deal. Hardware.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a good thing. So anyway, all right. Well, we're moving on from the. I always get it confused.
The glory days.
Yeah, the glory days. We're about to hear
Florida Gulf Coast University.
Yeah. Well, this is nothing else.
Powerhouse D1 program.
You get to roam around campus at spring training now.
I do. Yeah, good times.
Before I get to the WBC, I'm going to ask you the question which you got asked about from last year, three bucks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Family. I mean, I'm sorry people, it was when you see things, that's a great thing about the glorious game of baseball. Every day you might see something new. And for a guy who had never balked before ever, right? In the major leagues.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I know this. I've done my
research. Apparently I balked every time, according to people I asked on the MLB side. We won't name names, but I said I do the same move every single time for 7 years. Nobody said a word to me. Yeah, it's a balk every time. Like, I don't know about that. Whatever.
They said that. They said that after they. So in case people don't know, you balked three times an inning.
Sweet.
But it's a logical thing where you after the fact you say, hey, you got to explain this to me because you want to make sure you're doing it right, and they're saying no, you're balking. I mean, you didn't do anything different after that, right? You just kept doing the same thing.
I mean, I'm looking at the video. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. And the explanation was like, it's like you rolled through a stop sign and it's just, I just didn't agree. And I think that I didn't get called for a balk the rest of the year. So there was that. The only thing I will say is that I know there was a memo sent out to umpires and teams and players, which I apparently got. Signed off on that they are going to start being stricter with the checks for the sticky stuff and making sure people are coming set. And so I guess I was the example of that. Just an earned run, you know, why not? Right. Why not? I'm facing Pete Alonso. Guy hit a three run homer that game already in a three run game or whatever it was. In the seventh or eighth inning, we had the lead and the guy, Jeff McNeil hits an infield single with two outs, and then that's an earned run on that. Wonderful. What a year. That kind of defined my season, I would say. That's how the year went for me. But yeah, box, I don't know. You know, I don't even know what to say about it. It was so ridiculous. Listen,
it's like I said, it's new, it's something that you don't see. And I think that anybody would take your side. MLB, like, but anybody would take your side, like, because again, this is like, and whatever. I mean, it is what it is. Other people in the slow days of spring training, other people ask you about it. There's your practice. So,
I mean, I got at, that's all I get at. Oh, what's with the box? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? You saw it. It's not like there's like some like secret thing on the inside. I don't know. You know, they said I boxed.
Well, all right. So you mentioned rules. Okay. You're playing for Team Israel in WBC, correct?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay. They're not using the rules in the WBC, the new rules.
Which new? This is news to me. So I haven't heard much. I don't even know when I have to be there. So really? I don't know anything about it. I know I'm playing. But
I can patch in Ian Kinsler if you want.
No, but so they're working out in Jupiter, and they're inner squatting the Marlins, and then they're playing at Lone Depot. So it wasn't like it was literally just show up, and then like I don't know, maybe I'll go practice with them, maybe I'll go practice over here, and now that's not the case. So now I actually know what I'm doing and where I'm going and when I have to be there. So yeah, I haven't really got around to that yet, but that's on the list. Like I said, I'll be there. I was talking to somebody today and they were asking about it, somebody from the Red Sox, and I was just like, I don't have answers for you. I don't know. I will find out though. I promise.
Well, also to let you know that they aren't using the new rules. They aren't using the pitch clock.
Okay.
They aren't using
no pitch clock.
Yeah, but are you on our pitch clock? You aren't worried about that?
No, I think I'm not worried about it. I'm not a tremendous fan of it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's the same kind of concept as like a balk. Do you really want something like silly like that to define a game? Mm-hmm. But you know, that's just my opinion and nobody cares about my opinion. So
I do. I mean, that's
well,
why,
you know,
we
yeah, but right. the people that
all the people that count.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The people that actually implement rules. And, you know, whatever. I think some people like it, some people don't. A lot of the minor league guys that had to deal with it last year said that, like, you kind of, it's more challenging for the hitter than the pitcher.
Yes.
The pitcher, you know, you can kind of do your thing and like just like pick up the pace a little bit and you're fine and you get used to it. But the hitter, it's like you got to rush in there and you have to be in there at a certain time, and then the pitcher can run the clock down or whatever. So I don't know. The pitch clock is one thing. It's the pickoffs are they doing the pickoffs this year?
Yeah,
that's weird. You know, like, what if you're like a base runner and you're like, you bait a guy over, you know, you bait a guy into throwing over, like, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, he can't pick or whatever. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, it's like a whole new strategy in the game of like managing your pickoffs. But on the other hand, it's like, how many times do you really see people pick off? I don't know. I don't, not that many people pick off. Well, I feel like the runners run and the guys that don't run, don't run.
Well, you don't have to worry about it because the WBC isn't using it. So I just,
well, I got to, that's like four games or whatever. So what about the 162? Oh, I got to play.
Come on. I have high hopes for Team Israel. More than four games.
Well, minimum four games.
Minimum
162 in the AL East.
Yeah, so. All right. That's fair. That's right. So here on the podcast, one of the things that we've been doing with the relievers, they've been really good about coming on, is that we said, listen, we don't know how you guys are going to be. Although I think you guys are going to have a good bullpen. I don't know if you've taken on, it's on the to-do list of looking at who else is in the bullpen, but it's,
well, I know some guys already.
Oh, you do. Who's your buddies there?
Well, like, so I work out at Cressy Sports Performance.
So so you see Tanner Houck.
Yeah, so I don't know if he's a starter or a reliever. I don't think he knows either. But if he is a reliever, I know him. And then just I've crossed paths with I know a lot of the starters, I guess, more so. Like, Kluber works out there, worked out there in the past. I have to look at the roster, but other people I know.
But you got like a bullpen. It's Kenley Jansen. It's Chris Martin. These guys are new.
Yeah.
John Schreiber, he came on last year. You have a lot of guys, but I tweeted this out. You have a lot of guys that sort of throw three quarter, like, and I know it's a thing, but so anyway, that's maybe a conversation for another day, because what are you going to say? Okay, I throw it this way, you know? But one of the things we said, we don't know how you guys are going to be, but what we can do is make sure that you guys have the best walk-in music of any bullpen in the major leagues, right? So
yeah.
Schreiber, we gave him his. We basically had people call in, and he picked Mud Shovel by Stain. Zach Kelly, another pitcher, he called in. Barnes was going to be on the list, but now, you know, you're taking over for him. So what's your walk-in music? What do you got?
I'll take whatever Barnes has.
Do you have your own or no?
I've always gone with Nirvana, Breed. You know, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal. I thought about, you know, I got two kids now, two young kids, and my oldest is three. And I thought about doing a song that she likes, but that's already been done with the, so it's.
With the Let It Go?
No, not that bad. She likes country music and rock. She likes what I like. So she likes. She likes.
Can we help? Can we help you? Like, can we help? Like,
Queen. Yeah. What do you got?
I don't got anything. I just want to put it out there. We're the man of the people, the podcast of the people. So
yeah.
So all right, that's we'll get on that. We'll get on that.
Fair to, yeah, because I say it wouldn't be fair to just pick a song without people knowing me or anything like that, right? Like, but, I feel like it wouldn't be genuine.
So country music.
Yeah, but you can't come out to like, I mean, I guess people do actually, but I don't think I wouldn't come out to a country song. I like old school rock. It's not like a huge thing that I'm in. Like, it's not like I'm like, you know,
it's not
punching
Trumpets.
Myself in the face while I'm listening to my walkout song or anything like that. But, so it doesn't really matter, but yeah, I don't know. You know, I've like kind of thought about the music, and I guess not like recently, but every year I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try something different. And then they ask me, and it's whatever.
Give me three criteria. Like if you, because we will help you.
Three criteria.
Like so, or two. I don't care.
Can't think one. Of one criteria. I well, can't even think of one.
I don't know. You like old school rock.
So yeah. So not Latin music.
Okay.
I'm just not a big fan of Latin music.
And it has to. This is a science to it because it has to build up, then it has to hit when you get to the mound. And yeah, sorry. Sorry. I know that this is like you when you woke up this morning. You probably didn't think you're like this is gonna how you're ending your day, but.
No, I would probably go with like old school rock if I had to pick one criteria. Cause like they've got like the guitar and stuff, you know, that kind of like it can't be like a slow song. Country's like, I mean, I guess there's like upbeat country songs, but I'm not into like the new country stuff. I would say old school rock, which like old school rock now is like,
yeah, I was gonna say,
like 90s and like 2000. I don't even know.
I'm going out to the Innings Festival out in Tempe and I'm like, oh my God, like Eddie Vedder's hot, you know, headlining and Green Day. And they're like, oh yeah. Classic rock. Like, ah, yeah. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when like, you know, like Nirvana is considered old school rock. And that wasn't like always, you know, I was born in the 80s. So I don't know if I was listening to Nirvana when I was like 10, but probably not too far away from that. And so he, like when he transitioned to old school rock or classic rock, I was like, oh man, that's like music I listened to kind of growing up. Now it's considered old music. Dang it.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome to my world.
Yeah.
But we're just trying because this people are going to be excited when you come in. People are excited you're on the team. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun in Fort Myers as you reminisce on your campus of your old college. And it's going to be fun at Fenway. It's going to be fun at WBC. So yeah. I really appreciate you introducing yourself to all the Red Sox people and introduce yourself to me and taking the time. And I look forward just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple short weeks, I'm sure. So it'll happen quick.
Well, thanks so much, Richard.
Appreciate you having me on. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.